The opinions expressed here on the Youth Ministry Sherpas podcast are solely those of the presenters, not the opinions of Cedarbrook Community Church or Mountain View Community Church.
Hi, this is Stefan Vaz with Streetlights in Athens, Greece, and you are listening to the Youth Ministry Sherpas podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
We're back.
Youth Ministry Sherpas are back online.
It has been quite some time.
It has. It's been since June since we've recorded an episode. We're back for a new season.
Welcome back to the Youth Ministry Sherpas, helping youth workers to keep going.
Dude, how was your summer?
Oh, man, it was absolutely amazing. I cannot believe it's over.
It went by quick, didn't it?
Whew. Been here, been there. You've been to Jamaica, to Greece.
It's amazing how quickly it went. Yeah, since we recorded, I went on a 30th anniversary trip to Jamaica, which was spectacular.
Oh,
it was awesome.
I'm a little jealous and also currently planning my 25th anniversary to maybe the same resort you went to.
Are you serious?
On your recommendation.
Yes, Couples Tower Isle.
Yes. It has been Googled on my computer. Even though it's 2 years away, it's never too early to start planning.
No. Once you start the anticipation, man, you're going to be excited. It's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely. How was Greece? How was the mission trip?
Greece was fantastic, too. We were there for 9 days, took a mission team to Athens. We actually departed the day before the wildfire started, which was pretty crazy because pictures afterwards, there was smoke, you know, in the air.
Oof.
But yeah, we had an amazing time there. The people we work with are incredible, servant-hearted, and they just live among the people and serve and love and spread the joy of Jesus.
I love it.
Fantastic.
I saw some good pictures. Saw a funny video of you coming in from the ocean that one of your students was so kind to post on Facebook.
Oh my
gosh!
The yeah. What did he call it? The creation of man or something?
It was captioned very well.
Oh my gosh.
I chuckled a little bit.
It was really funny. It was accidentally shot. I was coming out of the sea, the Mediterranean Sea, and looked like the first fish coming upon land with legs.
It was not flattering, Steve, but it was very humorous, and I appreciated being able to see it.
It was not flattering at all. Hey, we did the Hokey Pokey in Greece, too.
You did?
We did.
That seems like an odd thing to do.
When's the last time you did the Hokey Pokey?
It's been decades.
Yeah. It's a thing. I'd have to go into it in greater detail, but the team we work with there, they go out in the street and they do these street parties, and it culminates with the Hokey Pokey, and people just join, random people from, you know, every nation in the world seemingly gather into this giant circle of Hokey Pokey. It is incredible.
Learn something new every day.
The Hokey Pokey really is what it's all about.
I think there's more to life than the Hokey Pokey, but okay.
Yeah, and then since then, I've been back home and, you know, hanging out with the family and getting ready for the fall, send the kids back to school. So I know you were in Peru.
Yeah, so
for a time.
All kinds of stuff. I had a big block party that I run for our church that I did right before Peru. And then, we were off with our missions team to Peru for 11 days, and that was phenomenal. Time had three different teams working in three different locations.
You are like the master puppeteer of this trip.
Yeah, I tell you,
I can't believe how many kids you take on this.
This trip has grown over the years. It's taken on a life of its own.
Yeah.
And now because of the numbers, we figured out a way to kind of take a big group and make it smaller by doing three different teams working in three different locations. So we spend a couple days all together in Lima in Peru, and then we depart on a Monday morning to three different locations, three different teams, three different team leaders, three different groups of students, and they all do pretty much the same thing, just in a different location with a different church. And then we all come back together the following Monday morning and spend one last day shopping and seeing the sights. And
I'm impressed by your logistical acumen. It is incredible.
You should
go to work for Federal Express or something.
I don't know about that, but somehow I took 52 there. I brought 51 home. I think that's a pretty good ratio. The one I left was intentional. They have some family there. They stayed.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
leader.
We didn't want to bring him home, so we sacrificed him to the Peruvian gods.
Nah. One of our leaders is from Peru, and so they stayed to visit their family and have a baptism with their family. afterwards. So it was good times, and it happened. And I in 6 days, I was in the jungle, in the high Andes Mountains, and in Lima. And so my body took took quite a hit. I came home with some all kinds of specialness. But you know what?
You didn't sound good when you got home.
No. I still don't sound great, but I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, and then...
I am disappointed in you, though.
I know you're disappointed. You gave me one job.
You had one job.
I had one job, and that was to get a picture with a llama.
You couldn't find a single stinking llama in the entire country. You said you were everywhere in Peru.
I was everywhere in Peru. Highlands, lowlands, Lima... And I did not get one single picture with a llama, and Steve has not let me live that down since I got back, and I'm sorry.
I just don't understand.
I'll do better next time, I promise.
Maybe they're just afraid of you or something.
Trust me, it won't be the last time I'm in Peru. In fact, okay. I'll probably be back there in February, so
okay.
Maybe, we'll see.
Yeah, false promises is all that is.
Yeah, so. And then for me, the beautiful, beautiful thing is I got back from Peru on a late on a Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Or early Wednesday morning, technically,
mm-hmm.
and then by that Wednesday afternoon, I was back in the office, which I wouldn't normally do after a trip like that. But
except that you...
I had Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, and Friday to get everything tied up, because on Saturday, I started a sabbatical. I work for an amazing church who allows each pastor to have a sabbatical every 7 years. I get 8 weeks. And so I started that sabbatical on August 11th,
mm-hmm.
and I'm right in the middle of it right now, and feeling real nice, feeling real good.
That's nice, Clark.
Did a little family vacation to start it out with, and now I've just been around, puttering around the house, and I'm doing some studies and taking a course, and
okay.
So there's lots of refreshment happening, but also lots of education happening, and it's just been... It's been good.
So
and
this is week what? Week
this is
three?
The beginning of week three.
Okay.
Of sabbatical. So
nice.
It's good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And yeah. Loving it. Absolutely loving it.
It's going by quickly.
It has. It's don't say that.
It's a short
season.
It's
the beginning. The beginning of week three.
Yeah, okay. You're
but
still
I still
in the...
have like 73% of the sabbatical left.
Yeah.
So it's good. It's good.
Yeah. We are recording on our new equipment here this morning.
Yes, boy, it's been a technical nightmare to get it all set up, but we are expecting much better sound.
We're hoping that we've improved the quality of our production, so we'll have to wait and see how this
maybe
turns
you guys,
out.
Maybe you guys could let us know.
Yeah.
Once this episode drops, maybe you could let us know that, hey, yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, thanks to our worship pastor here at the church, Ryan Bailey, kind of helping us set up the technical aspects of things, because for me, that's like speaking Hebrew, so it just doesn't come easily to me at all.
Not exactly in my wheelhouse either, so Ryan saved our bacon this morning. We are greatly appreciative of that.
We'll see how it goes, but yeah, let us know how this sounds. Hopefully a little bit crisper, clearer, a little more consistent sound quality. That's what we're looking for, so.
We're excited about the fall. We're excited to be back.
Yes.
In regular recording and dropping new episodes. We've got an exciting fall planned of episodes. We've got some cool interviews that we're working on behind the scenes. No word yet because nothing's been confirmed, but we got some pretty good things in the hopper.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. If we can pull off these interviews and some of the episodes we have thought through, it's going to be a fantastic fall for sure.
Absolutely. And plus, we were weeks away now from our trip to the DYM 200 conference. Sherpas will be represented strong.
It's less than a month.
It is less than a month. And
right.
We'll be hanging with some of our youth ministry peeps and chilling in a really nice beach house.
Yeah, that's true.
So
we're
excited about DYM.
You know what's crazy about the DYM crew this year? We've never been to it before. It's there's going to be 200 youth workers there. But just looking at the average age and longevity at the churches, it is a very high number. Like, we're not the super outliers like we feel in everyday youth ministry.
Absolutely.
Which is really encouraging.
Watching some of the threads on the Facebook page for that conference, there's a lot of vets in there. A lot of people have been in the game a long time. And so, yeah, we're just excited to get out there and meet some other youth workers that are doing some great things for the kingdom of God. Can't wait.
It's going to be a blast.
Absolutely.
We got other plans for the fall, too. We're working on maybe making an appearance at the National Youth Workers Convention in St. Louis, Missouri in November.
It would be our desire to make that appearance. We've got a little crowdfunding thing going on Indiegogo, because in order to make that happen, we need to raise a little capital. So,
yeah, the idea is that we're going to be there as vendors as well as just participants in the conference, and that requires some funds. You know, we need a vendor booth, and there's a fee for that. We need some merchandise. And
well, we definitely need some stuff to give away, because nobody's coming to our table just to see a llama. They want to get something for free.
So what do you mean to see that? We could have a real llama there.
No, I bought some, little llama things in Peru.
Okay.
So I didn't come back from Peru empty-handed. I have some stuff to give away at this conference at our booth.
It's good.
Should we have the booth at the conference?
Yeah. So we're trying to make that happen. You can find us at Indiegogo, look for Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast, or check us out on Facebook, whatever.
Yeah, if you go to our Facebook page or Instagram, there's a link in there to get to that Indiegogo. Any support would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, because there's going to be over 4,000 youth workers there, and we just want to meet people and connect with people and figure out how we can encourage more youth workers to keep going.
Yep, so here we are, early September. This episode drops on September 4th. It is a season for us of new beginnings.
We've got
new equipment, a new season of the Sherpas here, new episodes, new ideas. Everything is new, and there's new beginnings, and that kind of matches up with the rhythm of life in student ministry.
It does. In fact, youth ministry is such a seasonal thing. It really it's very much based on the school calendar, on the seasons of the year. If you've been in youth ministry for any length of time, you just know the flow from beginning to end of each year, and the fall especially just is really fresh and exciting and fun.
Absolutely. You got kids all over the country some are already back in school already.
Right.
I know my kids will go back, my high school kids will go back next Tuesday.
Right. Maryland's got a later start than a lot of states.
The day that this episode drops will be the first day in school for my kids. So,
correct.
So as they're gearing up for something new, as they're gearing up for a new season and a new year of school, most youth ministries around the country. In fact, I would imagine that 97% of the student ministries represented by the people listening to this podcast are probably in some version of a break leading up to the big fall kickoff the big event, the big new start for the new school year.
Some of them have probably already kicked off by the time they listen to this.
That's true.
I know some states, their school starts mid-August, so maybe they're already back in school, and they've already had their big kickoff. We're a little later here, so we've been working on ours for a long time now. It's going to be a big one for us this year.
Yeah, so it all starts with a dream.
It does.
And it starts with you, the youth worker, because you've been given this task, you've been given this job, you've been given responsibility to lead your student ministry. And so God's going to place a dream in you of, what do you want to see happen this fall?
Yeah.
This school year.
Every year is a new season, a new adventure. It's kind of like spring training, right? Every team goes to spring training with hopes and dreams of winning it all. And so the excitement's high, and they're trying to build that enthusiasm, create a vision for what their team's going to accomplish that year. And I think the same is true for youth ministers as well.
Oh, absolutely. And so, you're going into the fall, you've got some ideas. Man, I really want to see this happen, or I'd really love to see our group go here, or accomplish this. And there's all these hopes and these dreams. And it kind of starts, I believe it starts with God, but then it starts as God placing that dream inside of you. But then now, what do you do with that?
Yeah. Can you think of an example, Matthew, where you went into the year with a very distinct vision, a dream for what you wanted to see happen in the youth ministry?
Yeah, and again, I could probably pull from lots of different experiences, but I remember the one year where we had this vision for wanting to help the displaced, to really rally around this idea of justice. And so we had this theme for the year that it was going to be justice, and we were going to just engage our students at a deeper level in being about the plight of the broken and the lost and the forgotten and those that can't fight for themselves. And
So you felt like you were given that dream by God?
I really felt like we were just this is where we want your group to go. We want your students to see the world in a different way.
Okay.
And I remember thinking, I was already there myself. God had already been doing that in my own life, which is where I think that dream came from.
Sure.
And then we kind of just put some hopes and dreams about, we're going to do this. And part of it was centered around fundraising for International Justice Mission. That was kind of our practical application of how we were going to engage them. And we did it around small groups. And it was one of those sweet times in ministry where this vision you had in, say, May and April, as you were thinking of already starting to think about the next year, to watch it play out and watch it go beyond even what I dreamed was probably one of the sweetest seasons of ministry I can remember.
That's cool.
It was just really cool to see it play out that way.
Yeah, that's really cool.
What about you?
Yeah, we're in one right now that I'm super excited about because it's been a couple years of some dramatic change in our youth ministry. We've turned over our staff 100% other than myself. It's all been good. We've had staff leave for one left to go study to be a church planner. One had to step down due to a personal tragedy in her family. But now we've kind of reconstituted. I have a team of three other staff. They're all the ages of my kids. It's dad and his three kids.
Feeling like the old guy.
Yeah, so we feel like we're kind of in a new place and a new fresh start. And so we're headed into this year. Our theme for the year is refresh, unite, and reach. And the church, our church at large, is looking to really emphasize reaching out to the community this year. And we're doing a thing in October, a Love Frederick Day, where we're going to go out and serve the community the whole weekend. And so we're kind of melding into that with them.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And so we're looking to refresh. We're going to rebrand some of our ministries a little bit, have a huge kickoff idea. And then we're going to unite a little bit more with the larger body of the church, as well as with middle school and high school combined some stuff. And then we really want the kids to be focused on reaching out to their friends and peers at school and in the community. So it's going to be amazing.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. So you get this dream.
Yeah.
Right, you get this dream. So then you've got to draw everybody into the dream. And so you mentioned it just now. You're planning this big kickoff event.
Yeah.
Which, again, I'm sure most youth ministries either have already had that or are leading up to that. This sort of like big event to get the new beginning started.
Yeah. For us this year, we were really blessed because the past couple weeks, we haven't had anything going on. We didn't have to lead any meetings. We basically shut down the youth ministry for several weeks. Now, we do a little bit of that every summer, but this summer, like, it's been extended.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're doing stuff that we hadn't been able to do for a long time. Like, we're cleaning up our whole youth room, redesigning some things. But in the midst of that, we've begun to create this amazing idea for a kickoff event, which is to bring everybody together, high school and middle school. We've never done that before for the kickoff. We're going to have like a carnival theme, and we're going to introduce our vision for the year with our new merchandise, new logos, and it's going to be pretty great.
That's very cool.
Yeah, you know what the idea started with, actually?
What's that?
French fries.
French fries?
Yeah.
I don't understand. You're going to have to unpack that a little for me.
Yeah, I don't know. We were just thinking about this event. We're like, what kind of theme do we want to put on this thing? And I said, you know what? What if we had French fries made on premises for this? We can't afford a food truck, but I think we could afford French fries. So we started with French fries that became hot dogs, snow cones, and became a carnival.
Oh,
and,
very cool.
Yeah, so French fries start with carbs and work up from there.
And I'm a big fan of the break. You know, the rhythm in our church and in our student ministry is we have what we call the Cedarbrook Student Ministry Sabbath.
Right.
And it's every year, and it's always the weekend of Labor Day weekend and the weekend before.
Yeah.
So it's 3 weeks, but it's only 2 weekends.
Right.
But that allows the staff, it allows our leaders to rest, you know. I think it also builds an anticipation.
It does.
And so then we, the weekend after of Labor Day, then it is always the kickoff. And we're a palooza kind of church. So our middle school does waffle palooza.
Okay.
A big waffle feast. And because our middle school meets in the morning during church. So they do a big waffle feast and the parents are involved. And it's a really great thing. And then our high school ministry, which meets Sunday nights.
You should do French fries palooza.
Well, we do taco palooza.
okay, that's
taco
pretty good.
Palooza.
It's pretty good.
And a big taco feast, and that's the draw, you know.
Yeah.
You want to build some anticipation, and you want to have an event that people want to come to because you have this vision, this dream that you want to download into their lives. And so,
that's right.
If they're not there, you can't download it.
Yeah, and we've been taking these few weeks in preparation, and we've started to download that dream into the key people in the youth ministry. So this past weekend, we took our student leaders away for one night, 24 hours, and we shared this dream with them of what this year is going to look like, and got them into groups to pray over it. They had some ideas to add to it, and they felt like we were really setting them up for a great year as a student leadership team because we took them away and kind of reset, refreshed them. Now they're ready to go, and they bought into the dream that we have for them.
Absolutely. So you got to get your student leaders on board.
Yeah,
you also need to get your adult volunteers on board.
You do, and we're doing that 2 weekends from now. We do leaders training every fall, but this year it feels different somehow.
Sure.
I don't know. We're trying a new idea. We're going to do 2 nights of training, but then we're going to send them home, but we're going to bring them back on Saturday night, and we're going to do like a catered dinner and trivia night.
Oh, fun.
Which I'm super happy about.
That's exciting.
We're bringing in a trivia company to run this
for us. There are trivia companies out there?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
No, they do it at like bars and restaurants all around Frederick County all the time.
Wow.
Yeah, we go every Friday night.
Wow.
Well, not every Friday night, but some Friday nights.
We have to get in on that.
We were there this past Friday night.
I don't know many things, so I'm not very good at trivia.
Well, we never win, but it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
So anyway, we have a really high buy-in rate this year for those events, and just makes us feel like, well, maybe we are in a fresh new season that's going to be pretty spectacular.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's exciting. I mean, so you get your student leaders on board, you get your leaders on board. And one of the things that I realized, and it really wasn't till a handful of years ago, you know, I used to really hype up the draw, you know, the event. We're going to do a fall kickoff, and we're going to give away a TV, or we're going to do, you know, you do all whatever gimmicks you can do to get
give away
everyone
a llama.
There.
A llama would be a big draw.
We did a Kiss the Llama fundraiser once for
Peru. Did you really?
Peru. Yeah. Some people that lived down the road from me had llamas, and I brought a llama and we kissed it. I don't know. They don't have llamas anymore. I'm sorry. I apologize.
My gosh.
Anywho. Anyway, I used to really hype up the event. Like, we're going to have this event. Everyone's going to be there. And they need to have fun. They need to have a great time so that they want to come back. And that's kind of where I left
it.
And then as I really started to think about that, I thought, wait a minute. I have this dream for where we're going this year.
Yeah.
I have these things that I think God wants us as a group to accomplish. And I've downloaded that to my leaders.
Right.
And I've downloaded that to my student leaders. But then I left the general population out of that mix. Like, we just had the event. And I hope they'd have so much fun, they'd just come back and eventually get on board.
By the vision.
By the vision.
Yeah.
And then I just realized, no, part of that event, part of that draw is I need to invite these students into something bigger than an event. I need to invite them into a dream. If we have a dream of where we're going, we need to get them on board. And so we started figuring out a way to creatively and with energy and excitement, not just kind of like, oh, now listen to this 30-minute lecture on our,
right.
You know, at that kickoff event, to cast a vision to everybody. Hey, this is where we're going, and we need you to come along with us because we can't. Me, I can't do it. The leaders can't do it alone. We need everybody going down this road. It's going to be great.
So the example that you gave about your justice year, like how did you do that? How did you get them to really consider that and buy into that?
So for the justice thing, again, because we had really thought through how to do that, we literally kicked off the idea of raising funds. We set financial goals for where we wanted to get as a group, and so then we broke that down to small groups. Okay, here, you know, because we introduced them to their small group leaders in that first night,
okay,
and in their family groups, whatever,
or
whatever your terminology is for that. And we just said, listen, every small group has the goal to raise this much money, and when we all raise that much money, then we're going to meet this goal. And so we were able to kind of break it down, and then of course, you know, we incentivized it, and the group that raises the most money is going to get this, and you know, that kind of stuff. And I think the reason that year was so successful is because from day one, they saw the vision, they saw where we were going, and they knew they had to be a part of it because we broke it down into small groups. If every small group doesn't raise $1,200, we don't make the $5,000 goal. You know, I mean, whatever the numbers were.
Yeah.
And so I think every student walked away going like, oh, this isn't like just a big vision that they're going to go do and I can sort of just tag along with. If they're not going to meet the goal if I don't get involved, if I'm not a part of my
we're
small
all in
group
this
saying,
together.
We're doing a car wash or we're selling cookies or we're doing whatever. And they just bought in. And boy, that just helped us get there. And so to find a way in that kickoff event, and again, I'm not saying you have to break it down to its, you know, 10th degree, but you've got to get the vision out there that this is where we're going and we can't go there without you.
Yeah, that's great. Because it is easy to get locked into the event itself and just making sure it's fun and everything goes smoothly, right. which is important.
Absolutely.
But it's that opportunity to cast that dream out there early in the year and get everybody excited about it so that it kind of carries you like a wave throughout the course of the fall.
Yeah, absolutely. And the reality is, especially in the world that we live in, we just don't have enough money to throw an event that's going to wow our students.
That's true.
And so what you have is inviting them into something bigger.
Yeah.
And that's the dream. That's the vision. That's wherever you want to go this year. And I think our students, if properly visioned, will say, the French fries were great. The carnival was great. The tacos were fine. But I want to raise the money for the rescue the kids in the rock quarry. You know, I mean, that kind of vision, I think our students today, they can get behind that. And then if the French fries aren't as great, that's okay because they're in the vision.
That's true. That's true. Nobody ever gave their life as a sacrifice for French fries and tacos.
No, they did not. But they would to rescue some girls from a brothel in the Philippines.
Yeah, or to become part of a community that's really making a difference.
That's making a difference.
In their local town, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I wonder out loud as we're having this conversation if maybe more of our time leading up to whatever our new beginning kickoff event is, whatever you call it, maybe more of our time should be spent on figuring out how to invite them into the dream rather than what games we're going to play and what we're going to give away and inviting them into the event. Because I think one's compelling and one's big and one's temporal and over before you know it.
That's a great reminder.
And won't be as good as the thing they can go to at, you know, wherever.
Right.
Because somebody has more money.
So we hope you have a dream for this year. You know, maybe you're listening to this too late. You're already well into the year, but God continues to speak to us throughout the seasons. And whatever it is that he's spoken to you about for your group that he wants to accomplish in you, man, go for that. And then the next step is to draw people into that.
Absolutely.
And download that into their hearts and spirits so that they can also be part of what you want to see God do.
I'm excited for what God's going to do in your student ministry, Steve. I'm excited for what God's going to do at Cedarbrook. And I'm excited for what God's going to do in anyone who's listening.
Yeah.
Just the dreams that are out there, and I know there are big dreams out there. We serve a big God who can make those dreams a reality.
We do. Speaking of big dreams, we have big dreams for Youth Ministry Sherpas, and we hope that you'll be along with us for the journey, too. Check us out on Facebook. Check out our website. And share this with as many people as possible. We want to thank you for supporting us, and hopefully you'll be back to listen next week.
That'd be great. Next week, we're going to kind of continue this thought, because it's great to have a big new beginning and a new start and to get some momentum, but then
How
do you sustain it? So we're going to pick up that conversation next week.
Yeah. So until then, thanks for listening to Youth Ministry Sherpas, and we'll be back next week with episode number, this will be 25,
that'll be 26. 26. Absolutely.
Yeah. Pretty
amazing. For now, Sherpas out.